you play high school basketball, and then you play AAU basketball when high school's over, and then you're back to high school again playing high school ball. So it's a constant, almost yearly thing in basketball. And soccer's the same way. And baseball. And but the plum is that college scholarship, fast pitch girl softball. We changed that in the rec department some time ago. We had only had slow pitch, and they come to us and said, we want to change. We want fast pitch. And I said, I'm not for changing slow pitch to fast pitch. They said, oh, no. We just want some of them going fast pitch and leave slow pitch like it is. And the reason we want to do this is because colleges are offering scholarships now to girls in fast pitch. I said, well, that makes sense. You know? So now you gotta play year round in that to be good enough to make that major college level. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's what it is.
We were talking about schools around here and about the high school level. What about schools before then, about elementary school or middle school? You know, how was that arranged for you?
Here? How was it arranged?
Yeah, I mean, what kind of schools did you have when you were younger?
I was in the same school building where I went to high school. We only had one elementary school, no middle schools, and a high school. And they were housed in the same building. Elementary school on the south side, and the north side was a high school. I'm talking about 2,000 people now, see. They weren't many
numbers.
Kids. Mm-hmm. And that's all you needed back then.
Mm-hmm. Were there any teachers that you remember from way back then that had an influence on you?
Oh, yeah, I think there's a couple of three that did. Basketball coach and baseball coach had a influence on me. One or two teachers. Yeah. And, you know, the coaching staff in general. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's missing in a lot of kids this day and time. If you grow up in a single family home and you're not into sports and you're not getting guidance and discipline and so forth from any kind of coach in any kind of sport, and you're not going to Sunday school, or the only discipline you're going to get outside of the home is a little bit in school, and they can't make up for all that's missing there. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think sports are so important, of the discipline and the guidance it teaches kids. Not necessarily won and lost. Oh, that's important, but I think the discipline and the guidance is what's lacking in a lot of people's lives this day and time. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a closer knit because the classes were smaller.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, everybody knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers knew your mama.
Yeah.
And if you didn't do right, you got it when you got home. That's missing today, I think.
Now they'll sue you if you get in touch with mama and tell them what happened to Johnny. They'll just sue you. Well, our Sanders' graduating class was 22. Mine was 32. So it wasn't very big.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he knew about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things in this part of the country that a lot of people talk about is, who did you go to school with? Were there different folks from different parts of the community, and how did you interact with them?
It wasn't integrated, if that's what you're asking.
Well, I'm not trying to say exactly, but I'm trying to let you tell me. No,
there was no integration in schools at that time.